So, no more questions. Just close your eyes and just go into the quiet zone. The place of inner peace where all the questions vanish into the wisdom of silence. So, close your eyes. When the eyes are closed, a sense of sight. Can you see the inside of your eyes? After a few seconds, you won't be able to see anything at all. A sense of sight will shut down. Just like a computer or your iPhone, if you don't press anything, it shuts down. It goes into its default state. And then, in order to get the sense of physical touch to shut down, you've got to make our body comfortable first of all. So as usual, just start scanning your body, starting with your toes and your feet and your calves and knees and legs. All that area, shake it out, make sure it's all ready to go. Just like the aircraft pilot checks through all of the little dials and sequences before they take off, I hope. So that nothing is in this wrong place. Feel your legs. And your bottom on the chair. Don't assume it's comfortable. Move it left, right. So it is comfortable. Not only does this ensure your body is at ease so it can disappear, this also gives you a preliminary exercise of awareness. Awareness of the physical feelings of your body. Aware of this position. And those of you who know it's the first satipatthana, awareness of the body. And then you feel your back. Feel it. Get to know it. Or when you get to be sensitive to the position of your back, then you can relax it. Finding the most comfortable position in your own back. Feel whatever sensations you come out with in your back. And then relax. Move it this way and that way. Mindfulness giving you feedback until you find the best position. Your shoulders, those who have pain in the shoulders, relax them. One of the most effective ways which I use to relax my shoulders is to tense them up first of all, tight as I possibly can, and then let go. And then I become more relaxed when I start. My shoulders are nice and loose. They're not going to cause me pain during the meditation. And then my arms and my hands, make them really comfortable. My head, making sure that that's in its right position. This is also, as I said, to develop an awareness of your own body. Really be very aware of it. Aware of its posture. How you're holding your body. So you know that this is going to be comfortable for you. Check the muscles around the eyes. Feel them. Know the sensations around the eyes. The See if you can loosen the tightness and tension. I like doing this because the emotions are played out on the muscles of the face. If you learn to be aware and control the muscles of your face, you can also learn how to manipulate your emotions. So let them go. Anxiety is manifested on the muscles of the face, the fear, the anger. Just working on the muscles of your face lessens the emotions which are behind them. So my muscles are very loose now. Make me feel very peaceful. I've got my body in the best position I possibly can. Never perfect, but pretty good. Because I've been mindful and careful. And then the exercise which I often use to keep my body healthy, I scan the body and see if there's anything, especially inside, which is aching, which is painful, which is irritating. Focus on the most irritating part of my body inside. Focus on it. Be aware of it. And give it beautiful kindness, compassion, letting it be, making peace. Just that much I can feel the inner parts of my body. Lose all their tension. When I let it be, it's not any business. It's nothing which I need to do. Which means I'm not pulling at anything or squashing anything or forcing it. Just letting it in. When I do that, my body relaxes very, very deep. Deep relaxation. I feel my body, I'm aware of it. And when you're aware of your body, it gives you the ability to control it. In the sense of letting things be, relaxing, healing, being energy to parts of your body. Feel that. Once my body is taken care of and relaxed, it should be pretty easy to let go of and let it disappear. If it's an ache or a pain, that will keep interrupting the disappearance of physical feeling. It will always be bothering you. So it's really important, very helpful, to get a peaceful body, a comfortable body first. It's not even counting just how it gives you good health to your daily life. Turn your attention to your peaceful matter. How peaceful are you? You may have been busy today or rushing around. I don't know what you've been doing. I'm doing a lot of meditation. Now's the time just to check how calm your mind is or how agitated. Those of you who know your Buddhist teachings, this is the third satipatthana, being mindful of the citta, the mind. In particular, how peaceful or how agitated it is. when our walk works. This is learning, not by reading books or listening to teachers like me. I can only teach you how to learn. I can't teach you how to know. That's what you have to find out for yourself. Mindfulness, a little bit of trial and error. If you get it, so you find out, you discover for yourself. If I strive, if I have a goal, if I go to the future or go to the past or to the present, I'm not peaceful anymore. If I let things be, if I'm kind, if I open the door of my heart to this moment, whatever it is, it's like my father gave me unconditional love. I give unconditional mindfulness to this moment. Letting it be. There might be some attack. The needle goes down, down. And I get to learn what peace feels like. I can recognize peace. Because I've looked at it many, many times. I continue. My meditation object is on my peace officer. Especially the peace which is growing now. That's the thing which I'm focusing on. Peace. And before you start wandering off into thinking, now's a good time to ask yourself about your breath. What's it doing? Just like you ask the legs, how are you down there? You get awareness of the feelings in your leg. And you ask, am I breathing in or am I breathing out? It brings up mindfulness of the breathing process. You just watch it as a friend. Don't control it. Just be with it. If you find you can't hold the breath, and come back to the peace officer. You need to relax more first of all, develop more calm, and then the breath can be seen very clearly. Focusing on the breath and nothing else. Soon enough, again, if it helps, breathing in peace, breathe out there. See if you can notice the breathing from the very beginning of every in-breath right to the end of every in-breath. Focus in out for 100 different feelings and sensations in one in-breath. Noticing the pause between the breaths. When the in-breath is finished, the out-breath is yet to begin. All the different feelings are just one outbreath. Be interested in that. And soon the mind will settle down on the full awareness of the breathing. And after a while, the breath will appear to life. Peace, stillness is very enjoyable. Check it out. I will now be quiet until the meditation.